This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, a Senate committee is expected to vote to confirm the nomination of Scott Gottlieb to head up the Food and Drug Administration. An instant challenge for Dr. Gottlieb will be filling as many as 1,000 vacancies at the agency. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports if the FDA can get the personnel, this could help speed approval of cheaper generic medicines.
Of all those openings, as many as 200 are connected to approving generic drugs. Bob Pollack was a deputy director at the FDA.
Support staff, reviewers, inspectors, they can be members of the new drug review team that answer questions on complex scientific issues.
Pollack estimates as many as 1,000 generic drug applications are coming through the door every year. With those jobs sitting vacant, though, the bids are piling up. University of Chicago economist Rena Conti says it's a wasted opportunity with high stakes for us consumers.
Faster approvals leads to very dramatic declines in price, on the order of 80 to 90% within 8 months of approval.
Conti says getting bodies in those seats is the easiest way President Trump could deliver on his promise to tackle drug prices. But at least for now, the administration has signaled those FDA slots will remain under a federal hiring freeze. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.